This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue today the study of the topic, The Rights of God, based upon the reading of the Word of God in Luke chapter 13, verses 6 to 9. We read this last time, but I want to read it again for the emphasis for our study today. And he spake this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit thereon, and found none. And he said unto the vine dresser, Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why doth it also cumber the ground? And he answering saith unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit thenceforth, well, but if not, thou shalt cut it down. Now I have suggested, as we looked at the facts of this parable, which was told by the Lord Jesus Christ, that it indicates basically rights of God. And first of all, I suggested that it indicates the right of ownership of God. He owns the world, the heavens, the sun, the moon, and the stars. Not only that, but all the plants and animals of the fields, and not only that, but man himself. Each one of us should recognize the right of ownership of God, that all that we have simply by stewardship. Now, as we continue our study today, I point out to you that it also indicates that God has the right of expectation. Just as we have in this story that the man who was the owner of the vineyard, in which he had planted a fig tree, came expecting fruit from that plant. Now, when we plant an orange tree, we expect the fruit of oranges. When we plant an apple tree, we expect the fruit of apples. When we plant a lemon tree, we expect the fruit of lemons. When we plant a watermelon vine, we expect the fruit of watermelons. Just so it is when we have animals and we breed animals. If we breed horses, we expect horses as a result. If we breed hogs, we expect hogs as a result. And so it is with God's expectation. What God expects from man is real manhood. Manhood exemplified by Jesus Christ. He gave us the perfect example, as we learn in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 20 through 21. Now this works in this way, that the character of Jesus was absolutely without sin. In Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15 we learn, For we have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but one which hath in all points been tempted like as we, yet without sin. Then the Lord Jesus Christ is our perfect example. He is the goal toward which every one of us should strive, in the realization that every wrong we commit is something that we certainly ought not to have done, that we ought to repent of it and then to renew our effort to try to live as Christ would have us to live. Further, we find that he is the perfect example in the basic purpose and motivation of his life, to do the will of God, to be what God would have him to be, to seek and to save the lost. In Luke chapter 19 and verse 10, the Bible tells us that the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Just so it is that each of us should strive to be what God would have us to be, to do what God would have us to do his will, to submit our life, to submit our hearts, to submit our emotions, to submit our minds to his will. Not only to strive to be what he would have us to be, but to seek and to save others, to lead them also to do that. It should be a point of great importance to each one of us to realize that we must not seek to measure ourselves by ourselves. In other words, to cast our eye about us and look at other men and say, well, I'm about as good as they are. What we should do is to realize that none of us is good enough. There isn't a man on this earth today, or ever has been, with the exception of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is really worthy of imitation, save as that person has imitated Jesus Christ. Well, someone says, but we cannot reach the standard of Jesus. That's true. But let us remember that the gospel is a system of grace. Every one of us has sinned, and the wages of sin is death, Romans chapter 6, verse 23, but we can be saved by the grace of God through the blood of Jesus Christ. Let us remember then that God has the right of expectation, of expecting us to be the kind of persons he requires us to be.